חזל ומתקן שאלים קשומים בבירקס השון. ואז בסי תלומותו ריברוכו על פני האדומו, צמישנן ברוכס תפלמת גימל, רמב״ם פרק בייס, מלכס תפילה הלוכת הזיין, שולחנו וסימן קופי את זיין. And the Gemara speaks out in Masech the Tainis from when you start to ask for Kshomim. Tanekame says, Megimel Becheshvin, Rabban Gamliel holds Mizayin Becheshvin. And the Gemara says, why from Zayin Becheshvin? It's 15 days after Sukkot. שיגיע אחרון שבארץ ישראל לנהר פרס. דוילי רגולים came, they would go back home, we'll ask for rain, the rain will come. We'll start to rain, they will get wet. So שאחרון בארץ ישראל will come, בארץ ישראל, to back home. From דוילי רגולים, so it's 15 days. So first is the shaila is, so if we don't want people to get wet, so why 15 days before Pesach we don't stop? It's the famous question. So some say we don't stop. Or we don't ask. But when Hashem gives, we don't stop to ask. Some say enoch apshat. What would it be if it was not be enough rain this year? Shvach year, when some uses no rain, right? So we could start to ask later. Eventually Hashem will give us a lot of rain. But we can't stop in the middle of the winter. A lot of times, you know, even when Pesach comes, we run out of rain here. Some say that in the summer, they came with summer clothes. We'll start to rain, they'll get wet. You know, umbrellas, coats. They don't have all this stuff. In the winter, they came with coats. So it doesn't make a difference that it's raining. Some say that Be'ikah is not the rain, it's the mud. Today, you know, Baruch Hashem, the roads, they have this. All days you went with horses and mud. Even if it stops to rain, you know how long it takes till the mud dries? Months. After the summer, everything is chazak, shark. So we don't want it to get muddy. But in the middle of the winter, even if it stops to rain 50 days before Pesach, the rivers, everything, the snow, everything is there. So we pass in Aloche ke Rabban Gamliel. The Shalem Yehuchis Yoredeya, I'm not going in, that the Aloche of a person is also on himself to enjoy something, be Moisa Kshomim, we pass in that he's also Tirosh Chedesh Kislev. There we don't pass. But the Maise, we pass in Aloche ke Rabban Gamliel. So this is good in a regular place. Lemaise, today is no Oile Regolim. If it's no Oile Regolim today, Sulchua had to be. But straight after we say Geshem, we'll start the daven for it. And the Gemara says in Rabbi Yechonon holds in Tainis Davdal Numud Beis, שבזמן שבסמיקדוש כיום מזיין בחשבון, הועידנה מיום אחרון של חג. So why we don't ask right away? We'll see later, I'm saying it because we're preparing an afkamina here. So maybe yes, but the Rif and the Rav Shulchan Aruch didn't say a difference. Zog the Ran, even after Chuba b'samigdosh, people go up to Yerushalayim aliyah l'regel. And for these people to come to Yerushalayim aliyah l'regel, even b'zman hazeh, so important, we take care of these people, we don't ask for rain till Zayin b'cheshvan. The Levush brings them down, Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Oruch HaShulchan says, if that would be the reason, today no one goes even for that. אבל לא יפלוג. This is what the Ran and the Poiskim brought down. Lemaise de Hashlomo, in the beginning of Masech the Tainis, says, today there is no Eile Regolim. Eile Chanami, we have to start to ask right away. The Sefer Och Yitzchayim, the Talmid Arosh, Hashem the Ramban, the Goyini Shebarat Yisrael, that we need rain to ask right away. The Ritva brings down that this was the meaning. So the Ritva Hashlomo was the meaning in Eretz Yisrael to ask for rain right away. Lemaisa, we pass like the Rif, the Rambam, and Tur, and Shulchan Aruch, that we only ask B'Zayin B'Chesh. Now, I'm not going to the whole sugya. If the Zman Hazel, Aliyah L'Regel, you have to go up L'Regel or not. And if you go, what you have to see? You have to see the floor, you have to go up to Eish HaTayra, if it's not to go to the Kaisa, that is a Bazun B'Rishmos. This is an Eretz Yisrael. So other because the Bizman Azeh Yoyle, the Maizeh, the Poskim say Bizman Azeh, even if Yoyle, everyone comes home after a day or two. And even if it wasn't his cars, no one gets wet. So if it's the Loy Plug, but if it's not Giboyt on a Loy Plug, you could say Chazal said in the old days, Zayin Cheshen Eretz Yisrael, so we don't change it. But we see in the Rishonim that it's changeable. Meaning that was not like a fixed takon. Some takonas we don't fix, change. Moshe, Kiddush and Shul, those places, Chuzo the Yekis, we don't do. We hold that takon was changeable, yeah? The Tiras Yedayim, everyone does. Right? Even if it's not Nogar, yes, Nogar, we do. Some takonas we don't change, some takonas we change. Now it's not the Mokum to go in. To that could be 5-10 shiur, just to explain when yes or when not, and then after you also don't know the truth, yeah? But if it's loy plug, like the Oruch HaShulchan, it was fixed. You know, Rabbi Yechon said, Nishtazei, the Tur Shulchanor Kipaskin, then it's fixed. But we see in the Ran and all of them that it really had to change, only because the Oile Regolim also carried out Oile even after the Regal. So some say that the Ran means, why was the loy plug? Because they knew that you have to oil the regal even if it's not based on English. Lemaise, we stay like that, but we have to know that some Rishonim hold that we have to ask for rain. The second you'll see, that the Vinogia very much Lemaise. This is in Chutzlo. In Eretz Yisrael, Zayin B'Tam. Till Zayin B'Chesh. In Chutzlo, they start 60 days after the Tkufa. Most years it happens 4th of December, 5th of December, still in February is 28, 29. There's different ways how to figure it out. Why? So the Gemara says in Tanis that Babel is low and we don't need so much rain there. Not only that, if there be a lot of rain, it could be bad. So this is the shot. This is Bava, America. It's not low, not muddy. Maybe some countries, Haiti, these countries, yeah, they think you can't have too much rain. But most countries don't have a problem to have too much rain. Europe, rains the whole year, no one has a problem with it. And you're right, maybe some countries don't need rain. So again, the Shabbat, they don't need rain, or it's not good for them rain. And Rashi, the Goyen, is Medayek. Kol ha-medinas kebove. Eretz Yisrael lebove. The Goyen is Medayek like that. And there's a lot of Rishonim. Le'umas them, the Och HaShem, the Ramban, the Ra'o, the Medayek and the Rambam. בשינו וסוריה ומצרים ומסמוכס ודוימים להם שאלים בים שישי. But שער הרוצס, we really could ask in Zayin and Cheshvan. Again, the הרוצס today is two ways to look on the הרוצס today. There's one way to look on them that they don't need the rain. The Shalef bubble was dangerous or was not needed. חופץ חיים, שוכנו וחפסקנס, And this one was accepted in Gan's Klal Yisrael. I think everyone knows that. That in Chutz La'aretz we wait on the 4th of December. It doesn't make a difference. Shabuah brings down Simen Kuf Yud Zayin. Birkas Hashanim Tzoch Lemabob. B'meisek Shomim B'sein Talumot U'mat Chili Shulmot U'b'chutz La'aretz B'tfilas Arv Shiyim Shishi. B'aretz Yisrael B'at Chili Shoyim Milel Zayin B'machesh. זאת עם שברו בארץ ישראל לפי ששום צורך לקשומים מה שאין גם בגוילה ואנו בחוץ לארץ בוסר בני גוילה דבו ולסנין גיפסת and what happens like if you have a country that needs rain so then you know the marshal is here in a country and there's no rain there then the person can want to say that Maybe you change it. See, till here, it's a leicht halach. Now it's a big problem that changed in the last years. Now we became lucky, you know, computer-wise, and Sfarim started to come out, and we are lucky. And it's the shayla if we are lucky or we're in a question. We know that when people come to Yisrael from Chuzal, they have to keep 2 days. Yeah? But a lot of people get different psukim from Rabbanim, we're not going into it. But all the psukim that you get, I have a house, I have a car, yeah? You keep 2 days. Why? Iron Eretz Yisrael. Why in Chutz La'aretz you keep 2 days and Eretz Yisrael you keep 1 day? When you come to Eretz Yisrael, you keep 2 days. Why? We Eretz Yisrael, they can keep 1 day. You Americans keep 2 days. Why would you come to Eretz Yisrael? You don't join us. The answer is, because Be'etzem, in the old days, in the old days, Avada, when you came to Israel, you kept 1 day. Because we know it. We know exactly when is the regel. Chutzlos, they didn't know when is the regel. So Misafik, they kept 2. But because after they really started to Mekanesh al Pia Levana, al Pia Cheshman, so Chutzlos, they also know. So Gzeir Hashem Yachzor Dover LeKilkula. If they will keep 1 day, Pitom they will not know, and they will not know about it. So all the people that are Bnei Chutz La'aretz, Chazal decided that Shema Yazo Doma LeKilkulay, they need to keep 2 days. So every person that lives in Chutz La'aretz gets a tag of a guy that we have Chshar Shema Yazo Doma LeKilkulay. And this is the reason he has to keep 2 days. So even if he goes to a different place, Noisnim Olav Chomri Mokim Shiyotso Mishom. Clear? This is the reason some Rabbanim hold that people that come to Ebi Shana Shregolim keep only 1 day. Why? Because they every time will be here, so we know you have to double the Gilgulim. Plus, if they have a house, v'chule v'chule. Now we have a Shaila, and Chutz La'aretz we're going to ask for Saint Talamot on the 4th of December. You in Eretz Yisrael, we ask in Zayin B'cheshu. When you have to ask for it. Here's no shaykhis, chayvri mokim sheyotza, chayvri mokim shey. What do you have to do? The Chofetz Chaim and the Mishnebua spoke about it. And this is what we had all the years, till recently. Ben Eretz Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz. Look at the regular case of a choshev a ben Eretz Yisrael goes to Chutz La'aretz. Yeah, we don't have to speak. We speak about the choshev guys, the ben Eretz Yisrael that goes to Chutz La'aretz. The chutznik that comes here, the Chofetz Chaim says v'chein lehefech. He doesn't want even to talk about it. Well, see, this line is the whole shir. How about you say? This line today is the whole shir. Ben Eretz Yisrael b'Chutz La'aretz. Oy lehefech. Given as a matzav, if someone came from Chutz La'aretz. אם דייתו לחזור בתוך השונו, חויזו. לחזור. If he's planning to come back, שויל כמקוימר. We'll speak on the Ben Eretz Yisrael that went to Chutz La'aretz. He's planning to come back, שויל כמקוימר. He has to start to ask for rain, בזיין בחשבון. אם דייתו אחר שונו, שויל כמוקם שהוא שום. He only starts on the 4th of December. אבל פי שיש לו אישו ובונים בבייסוי. What is the FMP? What is the FMP? Again, we speak in the normal case. Ben Eretz Yisrael, and goes to Chutz La'aretz. Yeah, Bechein Leifer. Don't forget about the Bechein Leifer. right? For sure, Mishabuah spoke in the main case that the Ben Eretz Yisrael went to Chutz La'aretz. So when he has to start the Aseret, if he's bound to come back in the year, Zayin Cheshvan. If he's bound to stay there for a year, when he starts, 4th of December. Even if he has a wife and kids in Eretz Yisrael. Very good. Why? I would think if he has a wife and kids in Eretz Yisrael, they need to raise Zayin Cheshvan, what they will drink. What they will drink. Clear? Even so, don't think about your wife and your kids. Now, but the other way you can't say it. Maskim, Berchutz Lazar came to Eretz Yisrael. If he's planning to come back, Shoyel Kimekoimoy. On the 4th of December. And if he's planning to stay, Zayin B'Cheshvan, even though he has a wife, so if he has a wife, but he needs to drink. For sure, the Mishnah Berurah mainly spoke in the first case. The Aval Pi She'esh Lo Isha V'Banim is for sure in the first case. The Ben Eretz Yisrael that went to Chutz La'aretz, he asks if he's planning to come back, Zayin Cheshvan, he's planning to stay for a year, 4th of December. Kein Kosav Apri Chodosh, והביאו יפרי מגודי. ובספר ברכי יוסף, הסכים בשם כמה גדלים לדס מערי גוטה, מערז גוטה, ומערי מלכוי. דקול אחד ישול כפני העיר הנמצא בו. זה לא יקרה פרי חודש. Doesn't make a difference if you plan to go back or not plan to go back. You ask like the place you are in. I am sure. So the Mishabur says, I have a machlekes. The first sheet holds, we're going to feed the words. If you plan to go back, 4th of December. Right? If you plan to stay, Zayin Cheshvan. Spoken of the case, but v'chein lehefech, Mishabur says. Second sheet is, no, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you have to say, v'sei talamotor, and Zayin B'Cheshvan. Ulechu'urim midivri haber heitev mashma, shegam hem ma'iri dafka ba'ein da'at elach. So it's not a machlekes. They spoke and someone that is not planning to come back. V'tzorich la'ayin b'tshuvas d'bar Shmuel u'b'sefer yad Aaron kishom mekoyo. You have to look in that tzvorim. I don't have them. Didn't have the tzvorim. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlekes. The Prichodosh says, Primogodim brings him down, that if you plan to go back, you go back and feel your country. The Mari Gamzu, Maraz Gamzu, Maraz Guta and Mari Malko hold lefi the place you are, but the way he calls him, it's Mashu because he's not planning to come back. But look at the Dvar Shmuel. This is the Mokka. We, Baruch Hashem, have the Sefer Dvar Shmuel, Simen Chkuf Chof Gimel, Beyad Aroy. We're speaking on Daita Lachsa. And even so, he says, you go lefi the place you are. When Azay Zog de Mokor Chaim, Chesed Alofim, Kafa Chaim, B'meile, the Iker HaAchroa was, but it's father for sure, you go to see the place you are. That's what he said. The Maaseh, the Prichodosh, the Primogodim, they bring down that if you have a das to go back, you go to feel the place you are. Kivayegi also brings it down. The Meile. In the old days, this is what they had. They had Sefer Mishnah Berurah printed. They didn't have it clear if it's a machlekes or not. So they didn't know what to do. So what they did? What they did? It's a machlekes. Some say if you have a das to go back, you say 4th of December. Some say if you stay here, Mishabu is not so sure if it's a das or shita or not. So what do you do to mais? If you don't say the same talamoto, you have to repeat your davening. So what to do? So the old hoyroi from the 30s, from the 40s, 50s, the people that came to Eretz Yisrael, they told them to say it where? Shmak Aleinu. But the other, if you said the same talamoto, if you forgot it in Baruch Aleinu, you say it, it's Shmak Aleinu. So this is what everyone did, and the father of the Psak was of Pinchas Scheinberg. Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, you say it in Shema Kolein. So, if you allow the poiskim, the Iker Psak was to say it in the same in Baruch Aleinu. Some people were choishish. This was the Psak that was going around till recently. Cain developed and said, now that we have the Sforim, we'll look inside. All of that, Chutz from the Chofetz Chaim and the Prima Godin, spoke about, we said, Ben Chutz Lores that goes to America. First she told that he's planning to go back. He goes to his country. The other shita holds, he goes to see where he is. Misafik, you said in Shema Gileinu. But Ben Chutz Lored Shebol Eretz Yisrael, he needs what to drink now. For sure he has to say with Saint Talomoto. When Azei Paskin, Reb Meir Brazdefer, Shut Kneboisem, Chelek Aleph, and Shut Alochas Ktanes, הבן חוץ לא רוצה נמצא בארץ ישראל, ודאי, ישאל בבסי תלומתו. לבויסם חילק א', נלוך זקטנס, ונזמה שכנימה ריקש. לבריחון השן צייד, אור מספוק בת בן ארץ ישראל, שנעשה על החוץ לאורץ. כשנבור עושה את וכן להיפך. כן, חופץ חיים, מקסטם תגל. לפרימידולים עושו מקסטם תגל. תוכל של ספור. But everyone else, the case that they spoke was Ben Chutz Lored Shenisa LeBen Eretz Yisrael. B'meile. The Psak started to lean very strong that when you come here, you for sure have to say the same Talumoto and Baruch Aleinu. First we have a Machlekes. And even if we'll say, okay, it's a machlekes. Mashma that the Iker Achroa was like the Birkei Yosef, that you say lefi the mokum that you are. But even if not, it's only on Ben Eretz Yisroel that goes to Chutz Lores. Or the Ben Chutz Lores that comes to Eretz Yisroel, a father will have to. This is when I was mad with you, the line of the Mishnah Berurah. He said Bechein Lehefech. But for sure the Reb did not speak on Bechein Lehefech. We'll go one more step. Same. Aber mikol mokoyim, it's a shayla shtikuteir. Lemaise, some people say, just say it, Shema Kolein. Keim rib shlo mezam en oyerbach. En alich ha-shleim. Zog rib shlo mezam en oyerbach. Planning to go back doesn't mean after a year. Means after December 4. But if you're planning to stay in Eretz Yisrael, till after December 4, same the same Talmoter and Baruch Olay. As I can pass him from Zal Neuerbach. He has a diuk for the Brichodash, if you see the Brichodash inside, that you go lefi December 4. B'meile. Pasuk Reb Shlomo Zalman. If you're planning to go back to America before December 4, say Shema Kaleinu. When you get to Chutz Lored stuff. And if you forget, Misafik, you can't go back. But, if you're planning to go back after December 4, you say Baruch Oleinu. V'sein talumoto livrocho. What would be, for Moshal, you're here ready for Sukkot, you plan to go back after Pesach, but you have a wedding, a brother, and you're going back for 3 days. No Chashon Baruch goes back more than 3 days. But you're only going back for 3 days. Yeah, it goes more anyways than the get. Yeah? But he's planning to go back for 3 days. It's considered he's planning to go back before December 4 or not. Moshe, a guy's wedding next week. So now, it's going to end 2 weeks. Next, we start the service at Alamot on Monday night. Wednesday, he's planning to go back for 3 days. It's called he's going back before December 4 or after December 4? So the Shmir Shabbos told me, I asked him, he said to start to say here in Baruch Aleinu, when you get to Chutz La'aretz, say in Shmak Aleinu, when you come back, say again in Baruch Aleinu. Because I will explain. Lamosh, a Ben Eretz Yisrael, what happens in Ben Eretz Yisrael, that is planning to go to Chutz La'aretz. If he started already to say in Zayin Cheshvan, and then in Yeshiva he has to go for a couple of days. Zogt Shlomo Zalman, he carries on saying in Baruch Aleinu. Because the Berakhei Yosef says, if he started already, he doesn't stop. Not only that, what would be if he Ben Eretz Yisrael, and he has to go back now till after December 4. Also, Zogt Berakhei Yosef, he could carry out. Now, what happens, but if he's in America and Zayin Cheshvan? Ben Eretz Yisrael, so then, he only starts in Shmak Aleinu. Because we have the Shittas, you go to the place that you are. If you started already, Sulei Pasach. Because we're going back to what is negiah to you, and Chutz La'aretz she'be'eretz Yisrael, you're going to say v'sein talumoto and boruch oleinu. Like Reb Shlomo Zalman, I'm saying I know the Scheinberg paskens not like that, but I'm saying with my Rebbe paskens and what is mistabel that we say in boruch oleinu. Now, why this psak is such a good psak? If you don't have to say in Baruch Aleinu, you're messing up. Right? In the summer, if you say V'sein Talamoto in Baruch Aleinu, you mess up. So the guy says, the captain wants me to listen to Shmuel Zalman Erbach. And if he's wrong, what's the sign? Say in Shmak Aleinu, I'm Yaitse Ala Shittus. Why are you doing this? The captain is telling me. Yeah? Shmuel Zalman, I mean. Yeah? I got a phone call a week ago from a guy. I said I've sent a motto on a mistake. I have to repeat or not. He only chapped after 3 days when they clapped. Mashi v'ruach, he didn't chap. You know, last days he never went to shul. After it for 3 days, yeah? So he was davening and he was saying the same talumoto. He wants to know if he has to daven again or not. Was a Maisa in Belz, not the Bismelosh Belz, the big shul there, no one said the name. The Gabbai gave a clap, Vof. We started to say the Moshe on Monday night, V'sein Talumoto. The Gabbai got his rog in a day. Sunday night, he said, V'sein Talumoto. Now, you know, it's before Shmoneh Esrei. No one could talk to each other. Everyone thinks, okay, we stop, I got it wrong, yeah? Everyone said the V'sein Talumoto. When everyone finished Shmoneh Esrei, the chap, the whole shul was off. Hoshul was off. They want to know if they have to daven again or not. They could say Kaddish Tiskabel, they can't say that. A whole tumult. Shmuel Zalman Erbach paskens, you don't have to daven again. Why? Because there's a Shechonoch, the Mishabur brings it down. What happens in Chutz La'aretz? What Shechonoch does in Chutz La'aretz? אם שואל מוטור אחר החג, אף קודם 60 יום, במדינס הצריכס למוטור, צורך לחזור להספלל רק בתרס נדוב. So as a machlekes, it needs rain. You write it before the tkufa. It's not my case. Yeah, this is the case if someone will be in America, and after Zion Cheshvan, he will say with Saint Talamoto. He doesn't know that America is different. Shabu says to do an adov. It's a machlekes. But what if he's in Eretz Yisrael and it's before Zion Cheshvan? Zogim Shum Zalman. He doesn't have to. Why? It's Zman Kshomi. Especially today, it doesn't disturb. And as Zevi and Chutzlau, as we said, even the dear son poets can say, because in Eretz Yisrael they already need rain, but mainly you could. It's a big shaila, what is the reason really? The Tehillah LeDavid says, if you ask rain after the Chag, so Shemazamun Erbach says, the Maisa, we have a tzilf. If you remember, we go back to the beginning of Shir. We said, Bezman Hazen El Tzisroel, Mi'ikar Adin, and Adapu Shemim Hold, you could ask rain right away. Some said, Leiplu, Samach Leifas. But some said, Avada, you could ask. Some said, Avada, you could ask. Even if not, we have the shittas that Kevin Shu Zman Kshonim is no chisom. So the Maisa, the Poiskin, Gipaskin, B'dievet, that you're not chisom. All of that is, if it happened, I'm saying, the Chazanish, the Mashmanish, the Zibut. The Mele, Zog the Poiskim, this is till Zion. But if you're after Zion, that the Mishabu himself says that even if you asked in Chutz La'aretz, you're not Choyza because it's Zman Kshomim, and in Tisrol, you're not Choyza. So if you do like Reb Shlomo Zalman, you're for sure Yoytze. I'm just explaining, don't say maybe you're not Yoytze. It's a Mishabu that you're Yoytze, Be'etze. If you mask it in Baruch Oleinu. So maybe while if you mask him with Baruch Aleinu, you yaitze, but maybe you don't have a problem. Maybe it's not Kim Shum Zalman, this is the best yaitze to do. Now, was another interesting shayla. It happened when Rav Shteyman went to the Ger Rebbe 10 years ago to Chutz La'aretz. They left at the beginning of Chodesh Chesh. Shteman's people asked him what to say. So he said, in Chutz La'aretz, you say, again, Ben Eretz Yisrael does in Chutz La'aretz, he said, in the beginning of this, in Zayin Cheshvan, he says it in Shema Kuleinu, and he says, V'sein talumot or livroche, Be'eretz Yisrael, v'chol ha'medines ha'tzrichas. So this is what he told him to do. So the Lomni Ben Ponovich, the Moran of Shteman, started to declare, from when to start the davening? Why to start in Zion? Because in Eretz Yisrael they need rain. When they're holding in Mincha Dir, in Eretz Yisrael they're already holding in the Saint Talumoto. They could say the Saint Talumoto at the Mincha Vav Cheshvan or not. Eretz Yisrael here we don't need rain. You're davening for Dir, they need already rain. Why say the Saint Talumoto? In Chicago, you don't need rain. What is the answer? And it's a slow, they need rain. And it's a slow, they need rain from Zion Cheshvan. Now, when you're holding now, it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's a slow, it's the middle of the night, you want rain, so down for rain. Other name. A fee, what you call a fee. So, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that if you want, you could already say in Mincha. In Shema Koleinu, but the Ma'isa, you're not mechuyev till the night. Now the same shayla you have fakert if you're in Australia. So we go to visit Australia. Dear Zion Cheshvan is before Eretz Yisrael. If you call Nas Tvela, you know it's in the morning. I called someone once, I want to chab in the middle of his wedding. He said, you just woke me up, yeah? It's a beautiful wedding, but it's over. They're holding like 9, 7, 8 hours before us. So, what happens is, when Zion Cheshen comes in Australia, and it's Yisrael, it's Vov. You could say the same time of and it's Yisrael, but not. Well, you have to wait till Ches. The Chum is small, and then you will have to wait till Ches. So you have to know, what answer, I heard once from the Masas HaMelech, the Chetzalik Mivroche, he explained that the Maisi has a kasha. She wanna be some mikdosh, yeah, they will have screens, we started. They should tell you half today. Yeah. You stand in Australia, you say Yoim Echod La Oimer, you look at Miss Amigdosh, they're holding a middle of Achilas Pesach. How do you say Yoim Echod La Oimer? They didn't make the Oimer yet. Mishnebu says to learn Matzah Yom Kippur because the world, no one is learning, right? So why not to learn Yom Kippur? Also no one is learning. And I have to understand, why to learn Motzei Yom Kippur, no one is learning? In America, no one is learning. It's already is the day after. Everyone is learning very fast. What is the point to learn in America? Why Yom Kippur you don't have to learn? Davening is the same. So what is the problem with Motzei Yom Kippur? So the tenets is that we are stuck in time zone. But if you go out of time zone, the same... Everyone is the same Motzei Yom Kippur. The time goes around the world. But klapi the emes, Motzei Yom Kippur, no one learns nowhere. It's the same time. We are living in time zones, so we don't realize it. You understand? Go to school for that, but it's... This is the way I alamol heard the Masamel. It's interesting because someone told me it was a whole story of Shteman this year. Motzei Yom Kippur, after he finished davening, he called everyone over. He was connected to IV for the fast. And he said, we have to daven now. I asked him why. He said, because in America now they're davening, we have to help them. Feed his vote. It's not true, yeah?
Yes, Liash.
We see the zone different. Because we're inside. we living. Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no before, there's no after. Everything is different. There's no kedem, the ocho, there's no time. And Hashem lives forever. There's no ever. There's no time. We're in time zone, it looks like 1,000 years, 2,000 years. But we can't understand when we're inside time zone, what is without time zone. But Hashem made it. As a day, the day goes around the world. Second day goes around the world. But now we're inside of Motzei Yom Kippur. The whole world is in Motzei Yom Kippur, and no one learns that. So you have to learn. I'm saying, if that avone, so then Tak is mistaken that in Australia they can say the Saint Alamot of Eretz Yisrael already in Zayin Cheshvan, even though in Eretz Yisrael really it's not Zayin Cheshvan. And America forgot. They don't have to start the service Saint Alamoto in Mincha afternoon. I think if I found out of Shemus Pamalia did not say the Saint Alamoto in Mincha. And I'm saying, it's not a steal of Shemus, yeah? I'm saying, it could be davening, it could be Yeshliyash, the two Chalokim, Kenza. So stop now. There's one more aloha to get to this alochas. Lama's talking to someone here that is going back in 3-4 days. By the bus that came to visit for a couple days. but for the Achi Kale. So the Halacha will say it in Shema Kaleinu, right? We'll say it in Shema Kaleinu. This is Pasha, that if someone came 2 days before December 4 and his plan to stay until December 4, hard to say that it's called that he's staying for the year. But he's here for a couple of days. So he's going to say in Shema Kaleinu. Then he becomes a Shliach Tzibur. What he does. You say, come on, a guy listens to our shir. And Shalom and Aslasis, yeah? And he's bad to say in Shema Kaleinu. He's not the guy with the psych from Shul Zalal. So it's not such a kasha because the Maisi knows we're right. Abul Abazal, he really thinks that we're not right. But now he's going to be a Shliach Tzibur. What to do in Baruch Aleinu? Can't say the Shema Kaleinu. So the halacha is, B'tfilah Shalacha, she says it in Shema Kaleinu. And the tefillah B'koil, he says it in Baruch Aleinu. Now this is the Ikar halacha. Shem Zalman said, Val, there's different shittas about that. So if he doesn't have to be Shliach Tzibur, better that someone else will go down to the Amud, to daven for the Amud. Better than someone else will daven for the Amud. But the Ikar Adin, the Halacha is Alamot, even that the Bederek Klal, the Tefillah Belachash, is the Papir for the Tefillah Bekoil, but the Legali, the Eskore, the Tefillah Shelachash, you say it, the Tefillah Shekol, you don't say it. And the Tefillah Shekol, you go to feed the people around them.
What?
No, it could be a story in the Machlekes, why I say if it's a preparation, or it's, this is for you, but the Maise, this is the Psaq. Right. This is it because it could be a shalom from Zaman against if you're a chiyuv and you have to daven. So you daven. Now, the halacha is, we'll go by it. So now, that, what is the halacha? After we decided and we paskin the lemaisa, you have to say it in Baruch Aleinu. And I'm sure Zaman Erbach hold that if you didn't say it and you missed it also in Shema Kaleinu, you have to daven again. Because you mamish mechuyev to say the same talumoto and Baruch Aleinu. You see in the mirror, it's probably put up signs. Different signs all over the place. You never see it. Yeah? So Zion Cheshvan, Monday afternoon will be signs. Halayla matchilim the same talumoto. And in little letters, Uber chutzlas ish al shaylas chochem. Why? First, maybe the same sign goes on every year all over the place. Okay? I think he keeps it. But first, Kumi does another shir. But the reason it's a sign, because not some guys are going back. Can't say, Ubnei Chutzal's Rizam is said to say. It's totally the state, they're not state. It's a whole shir. We didn't say everyone says it. Plan to go back before the 4th of December, you say Shema Kaleinu. If you're here for 3 days, say Shema Kaleinu. Now, what would be if you forgot to say the same Talumot? So you have to daven again. Does it aloch? Not only if you forgot, if you're not sure if you said, you have to daven again. Because we say, Mistama, you said in the way you used to say. Till after 30 days, it comes like a chazokah. Why? We have 90 davenings. The poskim say the eitzah is to say 90 times. Veskol mineis v'osol etoivo v'sein talumoto livrocho. Veskol mineis doesn't help to say 90 times, sein talumoto, sein talumoto, sein talumoto. Because next time when you say veskol mineis v'otovo, you say brocho al pnei adomo. You used to saying it regularly. So you have to say, "Veskol minei svoos to the teivo, v'sein talumoto livrocho." Veskol minei svoos to the teivo, v'sein talumoto livrocho. And Shulchan Shlomo it brings down that you have to say al pnei adomo. If you want to change the way you used to, veskol minei svoos to the teivo, v'sein talumoto livrocho al pnei adomo. You say it 90 times. Some people are machmir 101. Some people are machmir, it has to be ritzufis. So, but the question is, Alamor, a guy, that no one knows the answer on that. And we know that if a person has chazok and middle is a mechor, and without the chazok, yeah? So we say 90 times, you get used to it. A guy really, the day 21, he chaf himself one time that he has a mistake. What helps after 90 days? He made a mechor already. Yeah, I don't know. You get the cheskas to my eye again, and the chlorim in there. But the Eitzah is to say 90 times. Not that everyone agrees with it, but the Americans, it's very kedai that they will do that. Why? Because if they don't do that, and they mispeak if they daven or not, Rosh Hashanah says they have to daven again. If you have Sheinberg, they don't have to daven again. There's a suffer. But if you suffer, they say the Shema Kolei. So the suffer to go back Shema Nesra or not. We have to say it again. I forget the same talmud. I have to daven again. So, what happens if I daven again? Two davenings. We'll speak about it later. If the first davening is a bochel of a tola or not. The pashta is not. The pashta is not. Masha'in ken. Abel chusol, that's what he will do now. He has a suffering. So if he says 90 times, b'meili, he's okay. Shemzam al-Maisi said, a guy says 90 times, for sure he gets a chazoka. Even out 90, 30 days, we said it becomes like a chazoka. If he chaps himself that he has a mistake, and he fixes it, then for sure he didn't break the chazoka. He says, even if he broke it once or twice, it's not called that he broke the chazoka. Only if he really sees that he has a mistake, then it's a problem. Now, B'Ktzor, the main halachas. If you forgot in Baruch Aleinu, and you remember in the middle of the bracha, before you said Shem Hashem, Baruch Ato Hashem, you say V'Sein Talumoto Livrocho, and you carry on at Pnei Adomo. If you finish the bracha, and you didn't start Kabbe Shofar as a machlekes. The Mishnah Berurah says to say Shema Kaleinu, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosel says to say it before Kabbe Shofar. If you forgot there, you say it in Shema Kaleinu, before Kiyato Hashem. What you say? V'sein talumoto livrocha. The Ruch HaShulchan says to say V'Seyta Lomoto Livrocha Al Pnei Adom. If you remember after that, you go again. You say Ki Ato Hashem Shema Tfila. V'Seyta Lomoto Livrocha Al Pnei Adom Ki Ato Hashem. If you start to say Boruch Ato Hashem, you say Lamdeni Chukecho V'Seyta Lomoto. You finish the Brocha before Ratzei, you say the same talumoto before the Ratzei. If you started Ratzei, you go back to Baruch Aleinu. If you finish Shmoneh Esrei, it means after Lirotz and Imrefi the second time, you go back and you start the Daven Shkam to Shmoneh Esrei. So again, you forgot in Baruch Aleinu, before Baruch Ato Hashem, you go back to Baruch Aleinu. You finish the bracha already. Mishnah Berurah says to say the Shema Kaleinu. Shmir Shabbos says to say it there. You forgot to say it there, you say it in Shema Kaleinu before Ki Ato Hashem. You forgot there, you go back. You say Talamoto Ki Ato Hashem. You say Baruch Ato Hashem, you say Labdei Nichukecho. And then you go back. And the Baruch Aleinu, most shittas hold, it's a machlekes, that you don't say Lamdeni Chukecho dir, if you already said Baruch Ato Hashem, because you can fix it later, so you fix it later. If you'd forgotten Shema Koleinu, you say before Ratzei. You forgot, you started Ratzei, you go back to Baruch Oleinu. You finish Monesre, you have to go back to the beginning. This is Be'etzem, the Iker Halachos. Now, I want to mention a Shaila, I don't want to go into it this time. The Shaila is a person forgotten Baruch Oleinu. So where he says it? Forgotten Shema Koleinu. He goes back to where? Baruch Oleinu. If you finish Manasseh, he goes back to the beginning. Forgotten Baruch Oleinu, he says it where? Shema Koleinu. Forgotten Shema Koleinu, where he goes? Baruch Oleinu. He went back to Baruch Oleinu, forgot again Baruch Oleinu. Now he's holding an Alat Tzadikim. What to do? Three options. To jump to Shema Koleinu, to go back to Baruch Oleinu, to drive to Shema Koleinu. What he has to do? Forgotten Baruch Oleinu, you tell him to say Shema Koleinu. He got to Shema Koleinu, he went back to Baruch Oleinu. He went back to Baruch Oleinu, he forgot again to Baruch Oleinu. Now he's holding a lot of tzaddikim. What is that study? To go to Shema Koleinu? So why he went back to Baruch Oleinu? This man, he said. So go back to Shema Koleinu. So jump to Shema Koleinu. If you say that if you had a mistake, you can't correct it in Shema Koleinu, so go back to Baruch Oleinu. So I'll jump to Shema Koleinu. What do you say? There's no opening. I can't go back to Shema Koleinu. So I went back to Baruch Oleinu. I forgot it. So now, what is the point to say Alat Tzadikim? I said already Tzadikim. I said Chassidim also. What?
Let's say you remember.
What number?
You remember Baruch Oleinu, Shema Koleinu.
I said Baruch Oleinu, I can't go back to Shema Koleinu because now I need the Baruch Oleinu. It's a good Baruch Oleinu. But now your Baruch Oleinu is nothing. You will have a Shir, the Tkabe Shefer is nothing. A Shir Shifteinu Kibor Yishoyinu is also nothing. But a Shir is also nothing. So these are empty brachas anyways. I have them already in my pocket. I have already a Baruch Oleinu. On the same Talmud I have a Baruch Oleinu and I have a Lamar Shirim, I have it. I remember I went to ask him from Zalman Rabach the Shaila. This Shaila was Rav Gnechovsky, Shtot Akash. He told me, who is this crazy guy? I said, Rosh Hashim, he's waiting outside, he's middle of davening, answer. He's not allowed to, they like a Sholem, you're allowed to a Shaila, yeah? I said, Rosh Hashim, you know what that? I said, the guy's waiting. So you can't let answer. What Rav Zalman told me once, if you come a Rav, you have to understand. It's not like in a suya, yeah, it's a good akash. It's a good akash. The guy wants to know now what to do. He's always, so you let us stay near Nala Tzadikim. So Shubazaman Erbach told me. So I said, Shubazaman Erbach told me that you carry on davening till Shema Koleinu. When you went back, you kilu raced it, fal, and now it's a nuzach. I sent it to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he told me in Yerushalayim he can't answer such a shaila, to ask his shver Rebbe Eliashiv. I have that letter, I can't answer it. I can't ask my shver. I don't know how many more questions Reb Chaim Kanievsky did not answer. We know, I think, a couple billion that he did answer. Yeah? Rebbe Eliashiv also said to go to Shema Koleinu and to carry on down into Shema Koleinu. Most poiskim, Rav Ozner also said to carry on to Shema Koleinu. But Rav Gnechovsky had a tzorach here and had a suffolk. Kuli, it's totally in a lot of shaylos, but Amis girls today, L'maisa la'alocha is to carry on davening till Shema Koleinu, and to say it in Shema Koleinu.